Pharaoh, someone wise and wise men and sorcerers. So it's clear from the Bible that witch doctors are real, that magicians are real, workers of iniquity are real, and they're everywhere. They're everywhere. Satanic worship is real in the West, just like in China, just like in Africa. The trouble is we are finding some men of God, MOG, so-called, who want to have the power of Christ, but they still want to double in the power of the evil one so that they can be operational, so that they are doing miracles, but they are not in the name of Christ. They are being done with evil powers. God wants us to know that the evil has real power and we are no match for him. But he also wants us to know that he is no match for them. He wants us to bring us to where we do not face the devil on our own. We know he, that we cannot tackle him, we cannot defeat him. He wants us to rely on him, on God, to be able to fight the evil one. As a leader, do you understand that you're not just dealing with pens and paper? You're not just dealing with money. You're not just dealing with educated human beings. There are also spiritual powers that could very easily influence activities in your profession, in your work. So you need to hide under the blood of Jesus.